This chazar is English, but chazar shagam from Yehudim says the solution daf test. Zokim Rav Brice says, how is the solution done with the star? The husband writes on a piece of paper or a piece of broken pottery, even if they're worth less than a pruta, your daughter is mekudeshes me, your daughter is meresis to me, your daughter is to me for a wife, and the girl becomes mekudeshes. Rav Zeir ba Mamal asks, this is different than a document of sale, because a document of sale is written by the seller, and the Shaka Kedushin over here is written really by the buyer, the husband. Rav said, the reason for the difference is based on the pasuk written in regard to each of them. Regarding a sale, the pasuk says, U'mochar me'ech uzosoy, making the seller responsible to write the document. Regarding Kedushin, the pasuk says, Ki yikach, making the husband responsible to write the shtar. Regarding the sale, the pasuk also says, Sodus ba'kesef yiknu, which seems to give responsibility to the buyer. The Mora says, the word should be read as yaknu, which again speaks from the perspective of the seller. If so, maybe we should also understand the pasuk by Kedushin as saying, Ki yakach, which would speak from the perspective of the father of the girl. Rava said the halachas of who should write these documents are actually based on halacha Meshmer Sinai, and the pesukim were only used as a support. A second pasuk regarding the purchase says the ekach, referring to the buyer taking the document from the seller, and that's why in a commercial transaction the seller has to write. Rav and Nachum said if the husband writes on a piece of paper or a piece of broken pottery, even if they're worth less than a pruta, he says that bitcha mikudeshesli, bitcha muresesli, or bitcha lili into, whether the shtar is then given to the father or to the girl herself, if it's done with the consent of the father, she becomes mekudeshes. This is the process for a girl who's not yet a begaris. For a girl who has already become a begaris, if the husband writes on a piece of paper or a piece of broken pottery, even if they're worth less than a pruta, he says, you are mekudeshes to me, you are meresis to me, you are to me for a wife, whether the shtar is then given to the father of the girl or to the girl herself, if it's done with the consent of the girl, she becomes mekudeshes. Reish Lakash asks, what's the halacha if a shtar kedushin is not written lishma? Do we say that we compare the kedushin document to a divorce document, and just as a get must be written lishma, the same is true for a kedushin, or do we just compare the different forms of kedushin to each other? And just like kesef doesn't have to be minted lishma, the same is true for the writing of the documents. Reish Lakash then answered, we learn the concept of shtar for kedushin from the hekesh of Yotzev Haisa, and therefore we compare it to a get, and lishma therefore is necessary. The Mara says if a shtar kedushin was written lishma but without the knowledge of the woman, is that good or not? So Rav and Ravina say it's valid, or if Papa and Rav Shravi say it's not valid. Rav Papa said I will explain their reason and my reason. They base their view on the hekesh of kedushin to get, and then just as a get must be written lishma but does not have to be written with her knowledge, the same as a kedushin. I also base my view on the hekesh, but I say that just as by getting the get must be written with the knowledge of the one who is giving, meaning the husband, so to kedushin must be getting written with the knowledge of the giver, which in this case is the woman. Vekmar Brice says we may not write a shtar erisin or nesuin without the consent of the man and the woman. That refers to a document of agreement as to finances of the marriage. It does not refer to the actual shtar kedushin. The Mishnah said that a woman could also be mekudeshes ubebia. Rabbi Avoh in the name of Rabbi Yechon said this is learned from the pasuk of beulas bal. This teaches that bia creates a bal, creates a relationship of a husband. Rav Zeira or Reish Lakish asks, what's wrong with the source taught by Rabbi previously that kedushin of bia is learned from the pasuk of ubeala? Rabbi says from that pasuk, since it's written right after kiyikach ish, we would think that he needs to first give money and then have bia, and each alone would not create a kedushin. Rav Abba Mamal asks, if that would be true, how would it be possible to have a nara meirasa who is a basula and for whom the punishment of zanus with her is skila instead of chenek? If she's an arusa, then according to your logic, she would have to have had bia, and by definition, can't be a basula. Marissa said, the rabbanan said to Abaya, the case can be where the husband had bia with her in an unnatural way, shalei kedarka, and although that makes a kedushin, maybe it still leaves her as a basula. Abaya said that we learned in a braisa that there's a machloikis when a person is mezana with a woman shalei kedarka, whether that makes her be considered a ba'ula or not. However, everyone agrees that if it's the husband who had beer with her in this shalei kedarka, that she would surely become a ba'ula. So how can you say she's not a ba'ula in that case? Rav Nachman Meizik said the case could be where she got kedushin with a shtar, which will be able to create a full kedushin on its own, just like it terminates a marriage fully on its own and creates a full kedushin on its own as well. What does Rabbi Yechon do with the word ube'ala? He uses it to teach that a bia works for kedushin, but not to be kind of an Amar Avriya. We would think to learn from Yavama with a Kal V'chaim that if Yavama who cannot be acquired with money can be acquired with Bia, then an Amar Avriya can be acquired with money, can surely be acquired with Bia. So that's why it says that we learn the Pasuk teaches that an Amar Avriya can't be kind of with Bia. Frek the Gemara, we would not learn such a kavukham because the yavam is different since she's already bound to the yavam. Mar says, yeah, but the pasuk regarding Omerviya says, im acheres yikach loy, thereby comparing the Omerviya to his other wives, acheres. And we would therefore think, just like the other wives can be kinda with bia, she can also be kinda bia. Therefore, the pasuk of bia Allah, uba Allah, therefore teaches that this is not so. How will Rebbe learn that Amarviya cannot be acquired with Bia? Marissa, the pasuk uses the word Uba'ala instead of simply saying Uba'al, and therefore available for that drasha. Rava said that Barahina taught him a different drasha using the word Uba'ala to teach that a kedushin is only valid if it can lead to a Bia. According to Rava, how will he learn the two drashas that Rebbe learned from the word? Marissa, the pasuk could have said Oy Bi'ala, and instead says Uba'ala, and therefore all three drashas can be learned from it. What does Rebbe learn with the pasuk of Be'ulas Baal? Zakhmar, he uses it to teach that only a husband's Bia Shalai Kedaka makes a woman into a Be'ula, but such a Bia from from another man will not. But Rebbe says in a brayse that if ten men are mezana with an am ayrasa in shalei kedarka, only the first one gets skila, the rest of them get chenek. This shows that he holds that the first act of znus does make her into beula, even though it's being done in shalei kedarka by a person other than the husband. Furthermore, he still holds that the other nine people would have to pay the penalty if they were mezana in this way with an unmarried girl. He learns this out from the pasuk regarding killing. He says the pasuk says umeso ish levadoi and teaches that only one man is to die with skila in the above case. The rabbanon who argue with Rebbe say that all 10 men will get skila, and because they say the word levadoi teaches that a man is to put to death even if the woman is a katana who would not herself be put to death. How does Rabbi Yochanan learn the halacha that only a husband's bia shalei kedarka makes a woman into beula, but such a bia from another man will not? Marissa, the pasuk could have said beulas ish, instead says beulas bal. Therefore, we can learn this drasha as well.